GLR News from the BBC. I'm Adrian Pearce.
Snuffles.
Barton, Avid Watch.
Chris Morris, 9:30 on Sunday.
Sunday.
Look at my hair! Like the design!
Chris Morris.
Morris.
General scenes of joy here at Trent Bridge.
Madonna, why isn't this fucking microphone fucking working?
Yes, accused of barbarism, the Kenyan president said last week. Tyrannical president? What? Beach Boys for that REM. Chris Morris, what is it? 10 o'clock until 12:30, I think, today. Yeah, well, I'm going to be giving away something which might be a record. It might be a record by the B-52s. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'll ask some questions about them anyway, and let's hope it's that. There'll be some kind of vicious punishment for actually phoning up and taking part in the competition, which starts in about 5 minutes' time, 071-224-2000, if you want to have a go at that. Yeah, I think the punishment prize is probably a Dusty Springfield album. Wayne Carr, your favourite daytime jock, will be around a couple of times today looking at the day's news, not understanding a single word of it. There's also 10 ideas to change the world with Michael Alexander St. John. The feedback report. We'll be hearing from my manservant, Sergeant Murphy, and I dare say I'll be telling you something that my great uncle Jack told me this morning. And in honour of Madonna's profanities last night, which resounded up and down the United Kingdom on the airwaves of Radio 1. We'll be playing an entire side of an Andrew Dice Clay record and seeing if the same thing happens to us, i.e. nothing. And oh look, I saw this in the paper. An old policeman was the headline. Britain's oldest policeman unfortunately went and died last week, aged 107. The article's actually written as if to suggest that he was still working when he died. It's obviously preposterous. You only do that if you're a judge. The great thing about that song is it inspires people to say very corny things. Like, the great thing about that song is that you can hear it again and again and you hear a different bit which amuses you each time. Purple Toupee from They Might Be Giants from the LP Lincoln features the line, Martin X was mad when they outlawed bell bottoms. Also features the line, I remember the book depository where they crowned the King of Cuba. And there's one more, which is, somebody stuck their fingers in the president's ears. It wasn't too long before they came out with Johnson's Wax. Yeah, a touch of the fluffs there. All right, hang on. We're going over to somebody now who's going to win the competition. 0712242000 if you want to have a go at this. All you have to do is answer this following question about the B-52s. We will give away the B-52s compilation of greatest hits. I don't think they've brought out one before. Maybe they have, but anyway, this is the latest one, which simply isn't cashing in on their current popularity at all. All you have to do is answer the question. The people who live on planet Claire, what is a genuine characteristic of the people who live on planet Claire of these five? They have three heads. They watch the wrong side of the television, they have no heads, they drink tequila slammers, or they mime the word is. 0712242000, if you know what the people on planet Claire do. Do they have three heads? Do they have no head? Do they watch the wrong side of the television? Do they drink tequila slammers? Or do they mime the word is? If you want to win the greatest hits of the B-52s, 071, that was 071 by the way, 224-2000.
What's that on your head? What's that on your head?
Alarming revelations in a couple of this morning's papers that satellite dishes could be banned from the front of houses in conservation areas, and that actually covers most areas of central London, and you will only be able to install a satellite dish if it's actually put in the cellar. We'll read more about that later.
And now, Wayne Carr, Hyperjog and Star. When he speaks, the world listens.
And also basically how they get that right every time. Good morning, what the hell are you on? Okay, checking out the news, topic calendar and the celebrity gossip for you with the Wadey's Mail, two letters as well. Good morning. And we see here Waddington's plan to close young offender prisons. Sad story that. Never actually played that one, but I love most of their games. Didn't they do Mousetrap? I think they did. Okay, and increased rights urged for stillborn. Well, I don't get all this hassle over kids being stillborn. I mean, some chick, you know, was on the other day on the radio about having a stillborn kid. She was in tears. I thought, well, you know, it'd be much nicer if you didn't have the damn thing moving around all the time. That's what really gets on my wick. And my mother certainly said that she'd much have preferred it if I'd been stillborn. Badger changes, or badger charges, it says here. Badger charges. Well, I guess they look cute, but they can run surprisingly far, and they can give you a really nasty bite. What are you shaking your head for, Bobby? The great Lamissimo shakes his head. You know there's something absolutely wrong. Okay, what are you saying? Oh, it's not that sort of badger you charge, right? It's not that sort of badger you're talking about, but... Oh, it's the other sort of badger, right? You know, so what do you say? This is a story about Joan Collins, is it, actually? She's asking for money, right? Yeah, well, she's a badger, isn't she? Yeah, I mean, you know, like a beaver, only with grey hair. Thatcher stands by Powell memorandum. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that was a crowd story, wasn't it? I think, yeah, well, I guess they're okay, so long as they know their place, the Germans. Like, not on my beach. Like, down in the sewer, okay? And geez, I mean, that Powell guy's just always been in trouble. Just always, hasn't he? Ever since the Rivers of Babylon speech he made a few years back. Artist Will, it says here, not actually true. I've met quite a few who weren't. Schools walk out. Don't blame Max, she's been very hot this week as well. East Anglia, apparently, a survey says, is...
is the healthiest part of the country. Only 29% of people said they suffered from a long-standing illness. Well, I guess you could actually easily cure that anyway. Just had to run a few chairs. Checking out the celebrity gossip for you as well. And I see here that Queen Bee for Madonna's been having a lot of trouble with her runs. Obviously, she's getting very nervous about her big shows there. And the Rocky Horror, right? Went to the new Rocky Horror show last week, the one that, you know, used to have John Curry in it. And we all thought it was, well, you know, okay, right? It was all right, you know, just a little bit. But we thought it wasn't actually really convincing enough to be really scary all the way through. And you know how if you're really unlucky in a show, right, you sit next to a guy who thinks it's funny to shout stuff out. Well, we were just so unlucky the night we went. Like, when we went, the whole place was full of that kind of person, just not taking the thing seriously at all. I tell you, if that goes on, it'll close within a week, all right? Couple of your letters here. Wonderful to get these two. And Wade as well. Write to me every week at GLC. It says here, dear Wade, I thought you might be amused by the following. I went to a friend's wedding and everyone was so moved, they cried. Even the cake was in tears. Yours feverishly, Sam Pint. Well, Sam, whatever turns you on, come to know, but personally, I actually don't... I don't like it when people cry. I find it extremely upsetting. And obviously, well, the last bit about the cake is some kind of joke. I mean, cakes can't cry, clearly. But thanks very much for your love. Anyway, good morning. Wait, can't WC on the radio. Your hot FM station coming at you. What are you on, all right? And, the time is just coming up to the wonderful 2020 winter with its night with its hot top temperatures. Anyway, vote now for your top temperature. 224-20000. Your top temperature. Mine's about 28. Anyway, past the hour of the month with the Vandellas, with just... I hate Radio Kent. Anyway, the BBC. Cole and the Commotions, their cover of the Robbie Robertson song Testimony. Here's today's feedback report number one.
How do you feel about head trousers?
They're not hurting anybody, are they?
Do you agree with it at all, or do you find it all rather sad?
Probably rather sad. They've got to make themselves look a bit so stupid.
Has to be done correctly, of course, if it's to be done at all.
Well, yes.
What would you say would be the proper way to do it?
Well, as long as they can see.
Of course, the headband might slip.
So you've got to stop immediately.
What would you think would be the best way, then, to avoid that happening?
Yeah. Well, you can only do it by fastening it properly in the first place, which you probably can't do anyway.
Can you think of any circumstances where it would be profoundly ill-advised to go about in head trousers?
Probably out and about and walking. If they slipped, yes, and you were doing it across the road, well, you might walk into a car.
What about plugging in large voltages?
Could be dangerous likewise.
Can you think of anyone... who really shouldn't be allowed to do it at all?
Using a chainsaw.
A plumber?
A plumber.
In order to regulate it, how many times would you say would be a maximum number of head trousers per week?
A couple of times, let's call it four times a week.
Four times a week for head trousers.
Mm.
Things I just became famous, and that's
Shinoda Connor, and I think I'll take this opportunity to tell you that later on in the programme, on the back of the Judas Priest story last week, with the very serious backwards message which was included, which quite definitely caused two blokes to commit suicide, we'll be looking at another record rather closer to home, maybe in your record collection right now, which features a very similar dangerous message. Driving along the M4 last night, looking at some of the effects of the hot weather, you may remember last week there were reports of sporadic outbreaks of fighting between diggers and tractors on a stretch of roadworks just south of Swindon on the M4. Fatigue and general sort of lassitude was set in during the week. They can only muster the vague clang now. They're not a major set too, so that danger's passed. But there are several other widely reported effects of the hot sun last week. For example, in the south and east, handyman shops are selling out of pieces of coloured wire as anguished gardeners flock to buy replacements for their dead flowers. Grassed-off summer blooms are, according to the article here, popping their clods and shuffling their off their mortal coil, their mortal soil. Now, I ruined that one, really, didn't I? Forcing the plant men to turn to the ancient Eskimo custom of sticking little bits of coloured wire into the earth. Followers of the new horticulture, so says the paper, said they don't need watering, they don't get blown over by the wind very often, and if someone steps on them, you can just bend them back into shape. And then with a handy tip, if your local hardware shop is sold out, then you could try some old spoons instead. And another effect of the hot weather, which is just actually noticed today already as the temperatures begin to creep up, sparrows reportedly just giving up the wills of flying. They're creeping around on all fours. They're dragging their beaks, frequently seen dragging their beaks along the ground with fatigue. And you can actually see a little track, with a rather sad little track of sparrow footprints, and then there's a little single groove in the dust as it's just propelled itself forward on all fours and dragging its beak along the ground.
You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. Push a little deeper.
always sort of vaguely talked about, aren't they, Sly and the family industrial equipment and various bits of powder and happy dust. The Wendy and Lisa, a couple of weeks ago, managed to work Sly and the Family Stone into their routine towards the end of their set. And in fact, I was listening to bits of their new album yesterday, and they've certainly put bits of Sly and the Family Stone in there as well. What else? Yeah, the Madonna concert last night, which we'll be talking about and laughing about a bit later on, was featured... She did Family Affair, didn't she? What a nerve. And at the end of the gig, they played Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. So, you know, I mean, it's probably Sly Stone's probably need to, you know, be quite grateful of the royalties. Although I don't know if you get any, and if you did get them, I don't know if you'd understand what they were anymore. But anyway, the competition which we were doing is B-52s. Who's won the B-52s? But Peter in Beckenham got the question absolutely right. The people in Planet Clare have no heads. If you want to go in for another competition, all you have to do is pick up the telephone, dial 071-224-2000. It's mindless. It's ridiculous. I asked a load of people to describe what would be their reaction if they found rather a large amount of something. All you have to do is say what that something is.
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're going to look at them and see what was happening.
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
Those people are all saying, quite honestly, what they would do if they found rather a large amount of something. All you have to do is phone up and say what you think that something is. 071 224 2000. These people have found rather a lot of something.
What is it?
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're going to look at them and see what was happening.
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
071-224-2000.
It's that time again when I lose my friends, go walk about. I've got the bends from pressure. This is a testing time when the choice is mine. Am I a fool for love or foolish for desire? Become my fears. I've become the kind of man I've always hated. I'm in love insane with a sense of shame that I threw stones at the condemned. Blessed by love in this land that's ruled by
No, and a little disappointed too, you know, but you don't miss a hand until it goes wrong, you know.
People are reacting to a situation where they have discovered rather a lot of something. What is it?
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
Are we going to look at them and see what was happening?
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
OK, 071-224-2000. The first round of the competition happens in 7.5 minutes time.
Snuffle. Would you put that wire back in my hand?
Call me back on the telephone.
Seen this last week, that wacky driver Keith Meadows caused a full-scale police alert by dangling a false arm from the boot of his car. Horrified motorists dialed 999 to report a man driving past with a body in his boot. These are the kind of motorists who've been known to report animal cruelty after seeing cars with a tiger-coloured cat stuck to the window and plastic suction cups or a red tortoise wired to the radiator grill. And last night, Madonna. The Madonna concert was carried on Radio 1. It was fantastic to listen because they set up a massive tingle of anticipation, saying the first of a live coverage on Radio 1 of the Madonna Blonde Ambition Tour live from Wembley Stadium. There was a huge build-up, there was a buzz of excitement, there was lots of spectacular synthesizer noises. Madonna arrived on stage, and about half an hour into the gig, she unleashed a fantastic volley. There must have been about 50 expletives, 50 uses of the F word, quite frankly. I mean, we'll call it Frank, shall we? 50 uses of the word Frank to a large crowd in the audience. They didn't seem to care because you could just hear BBC grey suits curling up and dying as they heard her spout this a continuous volley. And she did a little monologue, kind of a totally unwitty and completely pathetic monologue, as it turned out. She could have been funny about it, but she wasn't. She just said, "This word, right, you know, this word, Frank, right? What's wrong with this word, Frank? Frank is the reason you're here. Frank is the reason I'm here." "You bet it is, darling. Certainly not telling the reason you're there. Frank! Frank, you! I want to mind Frank, everybody," she said. This is Madonna's new sophisticated image. Of course, this kind of behaviour results in a strong and extremely large volley of complaint calls put through to the BBC, don't it?
BBC?
Good morning. Complaints office, please.
Radio?
Yes.
Yep.
Information office?
Yes, I have a rather urgent and huge complaint.
Right.
It's about Radio 1's coverage last night of the Madonna concert.
Right.
I don't suppose you're surprised to hear from me, are you?
What's your complaint?
Repeated use of the F word for human coition. Good, write it down. F.
Right.
U. C.
Well, your definition is the word. I understand the word you're referring to.
Splendid. I expect COR1 will have to sack himself.
Well, all I can do is to register your complaint for you.
Can you register this as well? My two daughters were listening completely at the time. The grandmother was babysitting. I returned home to find her in hysterics. I had to run her into casualty all night. She's still in shock. She can't speak this morning. She's been throwing things out of the window.
Your complaint will be passed on to the BBC's Board of Management.
Yes, but I need some rather more urgent action.
Well, I'm afraid there is just nothing else that I can offer.
Well, what can I say to the children? They're going round shouting this F word and saying F and mind F. What can I do?
Well, you are a parent. I suggest that that's something that you'll have to work out for yourself.
Yes, well, in the normal run of events, I would not have put them by this kind of language, and therefore wouldn't be having to deal with this.
I can't advise you on what a parent
I'm very close to hitting the roof.
Well, I suggest you calm down, because that will achieve nothing.
Shouting F and mind, well, I could break something.
That's not going to help,
is it? Ah!
Goodness sake, would you like to leave your name?
Yes, I would!
Well, calm down and give it to me.
Ah!
I suggest you ring back when you're in a little more sensible frame of mind.
I can't... Ah! Would you take the name?
Yeah.
Okay, the surname's Pitt, P-I-double-D-E.
P-I?
Double-D-E.
Yeah.
And, ah! Damn!
And what's the first name, please?
Stu.
Okay, thank you very much for your...
Have you got the name?
Yes, I have.
Yeah! Well, can you tell me it?
Stu Pitt.
That's right!
Fiona.
Hi.
It's Colin here, just before you go on.
Okay.
Okay, I've got long hair.
Have you?
Hello.
Hello?
Fontella Bass, who later teamed up with Doug McClure from the Virginian, to do some record. It was a great record, actually. I can't remember what it was called. Never mind. Fiona in Stockwell, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Particularly well. You sound as if you are as well.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, good. Are you... You know, you don't sound vertical to me.
No, I'm sitting down.
Yeah, see, there we are. And thanks for calling.
That's a pleasure.
All right, you're wrong, then. Oh, did you give us an answer?
Yes, I did, yeah.
What was it?
I said, robot traffic wardens.
Yeah, you'll have to pay for that one. Could you stick on the line? Colin will have a word with you, all right?
Yeah.
You can pay in stamps if you want.
Okay.
Bye. It's Anne in Watford.
Hello.
How are you, Anne?
Not too bad, thanks.
Yeah, slightly croaky.
Yeah.
Bit of phlegm in the left-hand side, I'd say.
That's right.
And probably in your mouth as well. What's your answer?
Shredded wheat.
Oh, no. Are you alone?
No. My husband and son are here.
Go and seek comfort if you can.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Never mind.
David in... Well, actually, I would. David in Cannon Street.
That's right, that's me.
It's the loud line. I always surprise myself with that one. David, plans for today, please.
Plans for today? Just working for us today.
Doing what?
Well, work.
Yeah, now, come on, listen, I need to be coy about your job, is there?
Yeah, I'm a security guard, actually.
You're a security... Yes, I know. So we've done all the security guard routines, I think. What are you guarding, by the way? Piles of things?
Oh, a bank.
A bank?
Yeah.
Hmm. Which bank?
Do you know British and Commonwealth Bank?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to bank with them, but pathetic overdraft facilities and actually not a very nice manner when you go in the door.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not me.
But anyway, Dave, what's your answer, by the way?
Oh, I thought it might have been alternative fuel, like obtained from sort
of... fuel that swears and spits and thinks it's still trendy even in the early 90s, when in actual fact it went out of fashion towards the end of the 70s. Oh, man! No.
Oh, right.
But thanks very much anyway.
That's right, no problem.
Bye. And it's Paul in Charlton.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. You're behaving like a real swine this morning. What's your answer?
Time machines.
Time machines? Well, you could have said a watch, couldn't you? Would have been easier.
Nah. Time machines.
I thought we'd given it away there. No, you're wrong, then. If you think it's a time machine, would you want to change your answer, Paul?
No.
He's unbelievable. You can't... I've just given... Paul, go on, change your answer.
A watch.
No. 2071-224-2000 if you want to have a go. And these people are describing what they would do if they found rather a lot of whatever it is.
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would go and look at them and see what was happening.
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I'd think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
071-224-2000 if you want to have a go at that. And the next round of the competition will undoubtedly be halfway through the news at 11 o'clock. Great piece of instrumental music, this in the pop field, this is Style Council and Party Chambers. A lot of deep felt anger there, the Style Council, right down to the last chord. That's Party Chambers.
Hi, Arankin Miss P here. Just popping in to tell you about the new slot for my Sunday evening programme. Yeah. Of course, you'll still get the best in reggae. Sid will still be bringing us up to date with the arts news. We'll still invite all the best music guests. And we'll still have lots and lots of prizes and surprises. I just want to know how we'll squeeze it all into 2 hours.
Slot.
Well, you'll just have to tune in and find out. It's the new Rankin Miss P show, Sunday evenings, 8 till 10, GLR.
Slot. GSR.
Glot slut.
More than 800 people are being held by police after an acid house party in Leeds early today. Revelers attacked three officers who tried to break up the rave. A quantity of drugs has been seized. This report from David Willis.
West Yorkshire police say that young people from throughout the north of England began arriving at a warehouse in the Morley district of Leeds at around 2 o'clock this morning. It's thought the building had been broken into and the organisers were selling tickets at £6 each. Police prevented around 1,000 people from attending the party, but as they moved into the warehouse, they were pelted with bricks and pieces of furniture. 836 arrests were made, and a number of police officers were injured. One officer required stitches after being hit on the jaw by a plank of wood. Drugs, including LSD, cannabis, and amphetamines, were seized. The people arrested are being held at 30 police stations throughout West Yorkshire.
A film showing the fictional death of the author Salman Rushdie. Patchy cloud and a steady easterly breeze mean temperatures getting no higher than 25 Celsius, 77 Fahrenheit in town, though again a little warmer to the west of London. GLR News from the BBC.
I'm Sarah Vaughan.
Weekend travel in southwest London. The A3036 Lavender Hill in Clapham has been closed due to a gas leak. Local diversions are now in operation. And the A3220 Warwick Road in West Kensington has restrictions due to a burst water main at the junction of Pembroke Road. In southeast London, Woolwich New Road is still closed between Vincent Road and Beresford Square due to an overnight fire. Again, there are local diversions. And in north London, delays can be expected on the A1 Upper Street at Islington at the junction of Liverpool Road. One lane is closed southbound due again to a burst water main. In central London at Hyde Park, both gates at Alexandra Gate are closed due to resurfacing work. And out of town on the M3 southbound at Junction 3, that's at Lightwater, due to a grass fire near the roadworks, there is a lane closure southbound. Stuart Barton, A Road Watch.
I'm Stephen Burkhoff, and I'm going into battle with them.
It wouldn't take a long time to explain what lies between us, and it wouldn't take a genius to work out what the scene is. It might just take a pilot to give you a natural high, but you're sending up those bottle tops for your free peace of mind. And are you just waving or drowning? It's so hard to tell when you're so far.
Foam with salt or sugar, because in the dark you can't tell the difference. Well, it had to come to a head sometime, and it had to come to court. There has been a widely publicised case this week of a family, of a victim of the backwards messages of Satan on Records, taking the pop group to court. The group is Judas Priest, and the family are the parents of just one of the victims, of two kids who took part in a suicide pact. when they heard on a track on the Judas Priest LP, Stained Class, the message, do it, do it. This undoubtedly forced them, against their will, to commit suicide. What I want you to do today is to listen and to learn, and indeed to shudder as you hear what we reveal. I don't know why, pretending to be oh so strong. Oh why, is there something I don't know? Something very wrong with you and me, or maybe that's the way it is. That's Phil Collins singing That's the Way It Is from his current hit LP. That's his current hit single. And what I want you to do is just have a listen to what happens if you start playing this record backwards. Well, I don't think you need any translation there. He's singing quite clearly, give me heroin. The story, as usual, doesn't end there. There's one message after another laid on thick on your ears on this, if you have a listen to the next one. Unbelievably, after his heavy dose of the drug, he's singing My Amazing Arms, in My Amazing Arms, are a fellow in lipstick. And to cap it all, he actually reveals how he supports this pernicious drug habit. If you have a listen here in the lyric, he describes how he gets the extra money. Yep, he's owning up to it there. He's actually a part-time hairdresser. Phil Collins, having taken the drug, is singing hairdos, civil or posh-looking, the cry of a street hairdresser. Well, I'm glad I've brought that to your attention, and I'd like you to let me know if you've come across any more. We don't want the Judas Priest event to happen again. It is so easy for the young to be led astray by backwards messages urging them to suicide. Just drop me a line, Chris Morris, Greater London Radio, PO Box 94.9, London W1A4LG. We have to protect
the kids.
So please watch out. Only play the records which you feel say the right thing.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
It's heavy irony. Yeah, heavy irony.
The game of life,
heavy irony.
It's hard to play.
It's got the heavy irony. Yeah, I think it's probably gone, isn't it? It's sunk in now, isn't it? It's a heavy irony. It's a heavy irony, isn't it?
So this is all I
yeah, it's probably
say.
Two of us girls, oh, I love you more. It took me by surprise. I'm a
there is a competition which is going on at the moment. You have to decide what these people have found rather a lot of.
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
Are we going to look at them and see what was happening?
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
OK, what have those people found rather a lot of? 071 224 2000. The next round of the competition is in 5 minutes' time. 5 minutes, 12 seconds' time. If you want to have a go on the competition, 071 224 2000. All you have to do is just think of anything at all and phone up and say it, and the chances are it will be the right answer. Those people have found rather a lot of something. All you have to do is say what it is.
And you know, there are so many wonderful people nominated for Bed Socks.
Corn circles, again, have been in the news this week. Once again, mysterious circles and strange patterns. You can tell the way I'm reading this from a tabloid, can't you? Printed into ripe cornfields have been appearing. Last week, 9 were reported in a Ministry of Defence field in Wiltshire, taking the total this year to more than 200. It's actually pathetic. You know, some people really think that these are made by spaceships. There are, in actual fact, 7 different causes for these circles in the cornfields, quite neatly marked circles, too. The most common is helicopters flying upside down. Now, you can't turn them over whilst they're flying, so the helicopters have to actually take off upside down. Then they fly upside down at low altitude to the fields and then hover just a few feet from the ground upside down while the turbulence creates a flattened disc shape in the corn. The chief suspects for this are pranksters, mainly disaffected stunt pilots. Experts have dismissed as absurd, and I don't blame them, the quite unfounded theories of demented hedgehogs running in circles, saying it would take 400,000 hedgehogs to make one small circle. It's unbelievable. This is from the papers. In case you didn't know, and this isn't in the papers, other less frequent causes include pockets of gas from nearby refuse tips. They can have the same effect. Vibrations from completed motorways, bits of undercarriage falling off aircraft, an escaped camel, eels, spade man, and a single mischievous weevil. These all cause those circles that you see in ripe fields of corn. This is a new single from the Pixies. In Eltham. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Right, this is the greetings over with, and what's the answer?
I reckon it could be traffic wardens.
Itchy traffic wardens?
Well, if it was a demonstration, if you saw a lot of them, you might think it were a demonstration, yeah.
What would they demonstrate for, traffic wardens? What more rights could they be given than what they've got already?
Well, I don't know what their rights are, but, I mean, probably pay or something, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think they ought to demonstrate to have some shred of humanity implanted into their chips. What's your answer?
Traffic wardens.
Yeah, sorry, that was completely the wrong question, just fell out there. But what I meant was actually, what's the verdict?
What's the verdict on what?
On your answer.
Well, I don't know.
Should we say wrong?
You tell me. No, I think it could be right. It's just that they're not a scientific invention. That's the only thing.
Okay, well, stick there, Patrick. Stick there. You could be right. Can you hang on for about half an hour?
Half an hour?
Yeah. All right. And it's Jason in Woolwich.
Yep.
Okay, just like to confirm that rumour. And what's your answer?
Flying cars.
Pretty proud of that one, aren't you, Jason?
Pardon?
Pretty proud of that one. You're listening to music in the background. How can you possibly be so rude as to talk on the telephone and listen to music in the background?
I know, I'm terrible. Can
you... Yeah. Anyway, just go away because you're wrong.
Oh, shucks. All
right. Thanks. And Charlie in Islington.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of that. I think you're going to give us a good answer now.
Oh, I think it's one-eyed psychic cats.
Oh no! And it said psychic cars here.
Cats.
No! Change it to psychic cars, and I'd laugh.
One-eyed psychic
car. Yeah, but not one-eyed. But anyway, Charlie, well, extremely nice try. Have you been to the zoo?
What?
Have you been to the zoo?
No, because I heard you weren't there anymore.
Right, okay, just keep those feed lines coming, Colin. We'll try another one as well. Thanks for calling. It's Menaz in Watford.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your answer?
Double-decker roads.
No. Not double-decker roads.
Scientific.
Very scientific.
Yes,
but they're not very good in earthquakes, are they, remember?
Pardon?
Not very good in earthquakes.
It is good.
It's a joke. What's that big? What's that thick?
What thick?
I'm holding up my hand flat, right? What's that thick?
See your brain.
It's a drum. You see, no, look, you've got to come back with something better than that, I'm afraid.
It's
Menaz.
Good enough for me.
I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
I'm telling you that you're wrong.
What is that thing? All right, it's a driver on the road. Yeah, never mind. You're wrong. Would you like to go away now, Menaz?
No, I'm quite...
Yeah, okay, well, you just stay there and carry on paying for the call. 0271-224-2000 if you want to have a go at this competition. Phone up with an answer which you think might fit these clues. These people have found something... found rather a lot of something, actually. If you know what it is, then give us a call.
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
Are we going to look at them and see what was happening?
I might consider buying one after seeing what the market did.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's some kind of demonstration going on, but it'd be pretty unnecessary, really.
I'd think I'd found some kind of scientific innovation.
I thought it might be some new invention to help people park.
Okay, 071 224 2000 if you know what those people have found rather a lot of. Next round in 17 minutes, 42 seconds. Less. You will hear not a sensational segue today, but nearly the whole of side two, no, about half of side two of the Beatles' Abbey Road. 10 minutes of Beatles stuck together for 10 minutes, approximately, after today's feedback report, number two.
What are your personal feelings about vertical laughter?
Vertical laughter?
Can you think of an example of what might produce vertical laughter?
Really? Stand-up comic.
Does vertical laughter last longer?
Probably, yes.
How much longer do you think?
50%.
Obviously it's not appropriate on every occasion, is it?
No, that's true.
Which of these would you think it was least appropriate for? Buying houses, building a safe bridge, boiling fat, or walking around a sheet of glass?
Boiling fat.
Which is the second most dangerous, then?
Walking around a sheet of glass, I would think.
And what could be the result if you indulged in vertical laughter when you were doing that?
Well, if you fell, you break the glass, you could do yourself an injury.
An absolutely haphazard myriad of nasty injuries, all caused by the simple act of vertical laughter. What is the best sort of laughter, do you feel, is that?
Very horizontal.
But if you want to be exact about it, tracks 11 to 17 from the compact disc of Abbey Road, and I won't bother listing them for you, but they basically set the agenda. Do you want to know? No, probably. They set the agenda, didn't they? Set the agenda for an awful lot of what was to follow. Next round of the competition is about 3 or 4 minutes' time. First of all, 10 ideas to change the world in early winter 1990.
Repositioning the bronze palaver. Clipping lead to your tongue until you can lick your eyes to save on blinking. Silo inversion with a milk strap. Gasp cement. Shuffling sideways into ceramic ecstasy. Hey, psst. I've been concentrating again. This time, with my maximum thinking face ratcheted firmly into position, its manic frown perforated with a single hole, allowing my thumb and forefinger urgent access to the bridge of my nose, which is now quite raw and puffy. It also glistens, so I can use it to dazzle people who look annoying. Ears up now, buboles and cysts, for in my efforts I've produced a further bristling portfolio of self-help tips. These include helping yourself to other people's lunches and assorted methods of making small but vulgar sums of money. Next Tuesday, I will be hiring myself out quite normally as a human steering wheel, flung across a metal hoop, welded on at the points of contact, brushed with dope, and hung overnight to dry, so that when plucked, I register a loud twang. This will make me 8p. If I need any more, I shall simply sell my services to certain village fates as a public speaker. 4p more than compensates for the slightly painful insertion of wire and the steady low voltage. Enough. Now, bow deeply and begone. Last one out will be fossilized by the guards at the gate and used as an ads. Wind. and custard. Filleting soup with a protracted idiot. Allowing yourself to be interrupted before... Yes. Broadly thrashing about under the table, then plumbing your face into the salad, snatching up a chair leg and beating yourself to within an inch of your wife. Winkling out your intensity with a thought twig and bouncing it noisily over the funnel.
10 Ideas to Change the World from Michael Alexander St. John. Picture of a chicken or violin. There's nothing else. Dear Chris, here is a picture of a chicken or violin. It's from Semester Phrase. I think we'll do another round of the competition. Let's have a word with Robin in Chiswick.
Hello.
Hello, Robin. You sound surprised. Have you been waiting long?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. What's going on at lunchtime at your house today?
Well, I'm just waking up from a birthday yesterday and it's...
From Roberta?
No, my birthday.
Oh, your birthday? Was your birthday yesterday?
Yep.
Sounds like a cue for something, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. We'll pass rather obvious that obvious one. How many years had you behind you in
26.
Belt? 26?
Yeah.
Splendid. What a great age to be. What's your answer?
Double-decker traffic wardens.
You're combining the last answers, aren't you? Thinking yeah. I was leaning generously in the sort of... but no.
Oh.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. It's got to be Michael in Islington.
Hello?
I almost forgot the word bye-bye today. I almost got quite all wrong in my head. Yeah, Michael, everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Thanks.
Stacked up.
Yeah.
Well, it's yours. But yes, about four. What's your answer?
I think it's one of those cars you come up to the parking space to get out and the car remotely controls itself into a small space.
One of those new VW things?
I think.
Which take out the pleasure of parking, don't they, really? Because the whole point of parking, if you're parking manually, is that you can fill and back until you can actually park it in a space which is smaller than your own car. By shunting back and forth. Yeah. This one won't do that, which completely ruins the whole point of parking in the city. But, Michael...
There's no pleasure in parking, though, is there?
There is a pleasure in putting it into the right place, particularly if you don't care too much about the shape of the front and back of your car and you are reversing and bumping into other people's cars when they clearly very do mind about the shape of their car. Do you not find?
Yeah, but, I mean, when you come into London or something, you use an old clapped-out banger. Especially when you're going around places like Hyde Park and that lot.
Yeah.
It's like a game of bumper cars after a while.
Yeah, it's a good laugh. I don't know why people mind about parking and driving in inner cities, but anyway, you're wrong, Michael.
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, bye.
Bye. And he thought he was right there for some reason. Janice, hello.
Hello.
Yes, and your answer is?
Well, could it be a car that has wheels that turn 90° at a 90° angle so you can slip into a car?
Like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, it turns into a hovercraft.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
Well...
That kind of 90-degree angle, isn't it?
I don't know, really.
So I think rice paper would be a more sensible answer. Thank you very much for calling. Bye. And it's Joe, it says here. Joe Brackett's female in Heston. I assume that Joe has a rather deceptively deep voice.
No, it's Josephine and not Joseph.
Right, thank you very much for pointing...
Yes, I have a deceptively low voice as well.
Yes, you do, actually, don't you? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, one half of it, anyway. What's the answer?
I think it might be an outdoor sale of unused Sinclair C5 cars.
Right. Well, I suppose that list just about takes up your time on the air. Thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye. She thinks it's funny. Well, I don't mind. If you want to phone up and say something which tickles you, then why not? 071-224-2000. Have we got any more rounds left? I don't know if we have got any more. Well, if we haven't, we haven't. But if you want to take part, 071-224-2000. Don't forget, of course, you are winning a rather spectacular prize if you do actually get this right. You want the clues one more time? These people have found rather a lot of something... What is it?
Bearing in mind the capital available for investment and research in this particular field, I wouldn't be surprised.
But I won't. 071-224-2000. If you want to have a go, the next round will be, I think, just after the 12 o'clock news.
Jerusalem, just like John, I'll meet you there at the first cross.
Passover, walking in Jerusalem just like John now.
John.
Great guitar playing, that's Ricky Skaggs, walking in Jerusalem just like John. As you know, every now and then I allow my manservant to pontificate on matters of world interest and importance. Last week we were observing people from the roof of a multi-storey car park. His name is Sergeant Murphy.
A lot of people down there looking rather misrepresented, aren't they?
Well, they are, you see, because they feel lost.
They feel the need to go around looking underneath a lot of things.
Well, they do. There's people in there. There's one chap now there, I said. You see, the train coming in now, and the one chap just before that train arrived was looking under the rails of the steam engine that was already in situ.
And he's now very dead, isn't he?
Well, he's dead now, you see. Well, you see, the chap said to me just before he died, he said, it's a happy release.
He's picking himself up now, he obviously...
Well, no, he's just shook himself, but I still think he'll die. They're pouring diesel fuel over him now.
A control handle is needed on the top of their head, really, isn't it?
Yes, we want sort of a permanent adjuster.
Providing a lot of leverage from the central boss in his head.
Well, his head is reputedly to tilt 6 inches to the left and about 3 inches to the right.
And tomorrow?
Just another day, another dead person.
Succeed at last. Yeah. Persecution, you must be. We don't lose the battle, get to sheep. You've got your mind set on a succeed at last. Don't you know me? Listen, Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, be the sweeter the victory. Now you can get it if you really want. You can get it.
The word is wetter, W-E-T-A, wetter. It's a vehicle made of grass or black yogurt. It's a vehicle made of grass or black yogurt.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try.
The competition will be concluded after the news, simply for the pleasure of me actually having somebody phone up and say completely spontaneously the idea which we thought of asking people to describe in the street. We'll also hear what happens if you complain about Madonna to the BBC, and there's plenty more other feedback reports, and I've run out of time to tell you anyway.
Breakdown on the radio.
Over 800 people are being held by police after an acid house party in Leeds early today. Officers were attacked by revellers when they moved in to halt the rave. So cloudy. GLR News from the BBC. I'm Adrian Pearce.
2020 weekend travel with some delays likely in southwest London on the A3036 Lavender Hill in Clapham. That road is closed due to a gas leak, so local diversions are operating. And the A3220 Warwick Road in West Kensington has still had some restriction due to a burst water main at the junction of Pembroke Road. In southeast London, Woolwich New Road is closed between Vincent Road and Beresford Square due to an overnight fire. Again, there are local diversions. And the B218 at Broccoli Cross, junction of Broccoli Road and Colgate Street, is again affected by a burst water main. There's also a burst water main in North London on the A1 Upper Street at Islington at the junction of Liverpool Road, and that means a lane closure southbound. Out of town to the east at the Dartford Tunnel, traffic there is busy southbound with a 1 mile queue. It's heavy northbound, but at least there it's all moving. Stuart Barton, A Road Watch.
Just want to top you up with some of the other effects of the bad weather, which or the hot weather we've been having recently. Dying tobacco plants were reported in Parliament Square on Wednesday. This indicates a build-up of low-level ozone pollution due to the heat and also the build-up of exhaust fumes. Can be dangerous, and inhabitants indeed of some parts of central London reported finding whitish crumbs of solid air. There's actually a leaflet available on the build-up of solid air and what quantity of crumbs constitutes a dangerous level, following a feature on the Farming Today programme on Radio 4. Just send a postcard or a letter saying, "Dear Farming Today, I'd like to know more about solid crumbs of air." Address it to Farming Today, BBC Pebble Mill, Birmingham. Solid crumbs of air due to the build-up of low-level ozone. If you want to find out more about it, you can find out from Farming Today, who ran a feature on it on Radio 4 last week. Just send a postcard saying, "Dear Farming Today, I'd like to know more about solid crumbs of air." And address it to Farming Today, BBC Pebble Mill in Birmingham. And broadsheets this week bristling with pictures of a publicity-shy Madonna visiting the United Kingdom for a top-secret tour, desperately trying to escape the unwelcome attention of prying fans by hiding herself away amongst a typical platoon of aggressive security guards in the seclusion of Hyde Park. Despite her fastidious efforts, she was still recognised by intrepid admirers using state-of-the-art surveillance methods. At the same time, quite innocent journalists trotted ingenuously alongside the jogging megastar, quite accidentally mingling with the group. Little did they suspect that the muscle-bound, fist-toting bullies would actually act aggressively towards this totally unprovocative intrusion. Madonna, naturally resenting the unwelcome attention, did her very best to discourage the titbit-hungry reporters by giving them nothing whatsoever to write about, with totally unquotable mumbles like, "Uh-oh, this is going to get tough," and "F off." This simply confirms my suspicions that anyone who goes jogging is more than a couple of steps short of the top floor. And by the way, actually, if you see the picture in Thursday's Sun of Madonna with her large round glasses, heavy eyebrows and puffy face, she is the spitting image of Elton John. You can get yourself a fiver from Private Eye if you send that in before anyone else. Of course, the other thing that happened to Madonna recently was last night's gig, which was broadcast on Radio 1, which featured a fantastic volley of the F word. Must have occurred about 50 times half an hour into the programme. The BBC were plagued with complaints.
BBC?
Good morning. Complaints office, please.
Radio?
Yes.
Yep.
Information office?
Close to hitting the roof!
Well, I suggest you calm down, because that will achieve nothing.
Shouting F and mind, well, I could break something.
Well, it's not going to help, is
it? Ah!
Goodness sake, would you like to leave your name?
Yes, I would!
Well, calm down and give it to me.
Ah!
I suggest you ring back when you're in a little more sensible frame of mind.
I can't... Ah! Would you take the name?
Yeah.
OK, the surname's Pitt, P-I-double-D-E.
P-I?
Double-D-E.
Yeah.
And, ah! Damn!
And what's the first name, please?
Stew.
OK, thank you very much for your...
Have you got the name?
Yes, I have.
Yeah! Well, can you tell me it?
Stew Pitt.
That's right! Snuffle. Astonishing finding. It revealed exclusively that, contrary to popular expectation, Britons believe that running water and electricity are more important than television. What do the people who compile these surveys think when they're asking the questions? Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Stop you in the street and they say, what do you think is more important, oxygen or the little leaves of transparent paper that divide up the pages in a stamp collector's album? Can I have a word with John in Kent? Hello, John.
Hello.
Whereabouts in Kent?
Horsemonden.
Good. Horsemonden.
Yes.
Hmm. Never been there, never in fact heard of it. How did it get its name?
The horse fair on the Den.
Right. And what's your answer?
Well, I think it's some sort of mutant reptile with a long craning neck that remotely parts...
Just tell me when you've finished, will you?
Pardon?
Just tell me when you've finished.
Yes, well, that's it. I'll finish now.
Right. OK, thanks very much for calling, John.
Oh, you're welcome.
Goodbye. And it's got to be Dave in Wandsworth. No, Gordon in Wandsworth.
Hello, Johnny.
Yes, hello, Gordon. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
That was joke number one. What's joke number two? Large brown jacket potatoes. Wrong? Bye-bye. It's Dave in Kent. Hello. Dave!
In Farnborough?
Well, if you like, yes.
Right, I'm here,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
In Hampshire.
Good, oh, in Hampshire. Why does he say Kent here, then? Or maybe that's describing you. What's your answer?
Parking meter.
No.
Oh, well.
Cheap and nasty, and it's Paul in Woolwich.
Hello, Chris.
You sound like you must be the winner, Paul.
I am.
What is your answer, then?
Well, if I had a car, it would have to have five wheels.
Five-wheeled car. Well, yeah, said, Paul. You're absolutely right. I don't know how you guessed it. I don't really mind.
Hello?
That was half-hearted, wasn't it? That was a sort of... That was pathetic. It's the kind of thing that's embarrassing to listen to. I can imagine people listening at home and say, that's just sad, because it's a half-hearted cheer, which has clearly been set up.
Well, it's my birthday today, see?
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, what can I say to him?
34!
Can I say to him?
28.
What do you say on people's birthdays? Anyway, Paul, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, all right, stick on the line, we'll send you something, OK? It is a good price today.
Right, cheers.
That's the end of that. That's the end of the competition. There will be more next week. Hang on, this is supposed to work now, is it? Oh, I see, yes, there will be more next week. It's the inflection meter. What's that word? Next week, it's about next week, it's about... Inflection meter, it's just a common. It's an inflection meter here. So. Buzzed.
Hush now, child, and don't cry.
Blimey, and he didn't put the last chord in. That's really unfair. Annie's on after 12:30. What's on, Anne?
Well, let's put it this way, Chris. Who would you like to be your personal window cleaner?
My personal window
cleaner? Yes, because Mrs. Thatcher's come out top in a survey. If she loses the next election, that's she's got a job for life.
But it's punishment, isn't it? It's punishment, surely, because, I mean, Winnicliffe found a demeaning thing for her to do.
Well, perhaps she'd probably do it quite well. She's very efficient. Would you like her to be your window cleaner, or who would you
like? Yes, I'd definitely like her to be my
window cleaner. You would? OK.
Yes.
Well, any nominations, please give us a call after 12:30 on 0712 242 2000, who you would like to be your personal window cleaner. We are also going to be talking to Ben Bradshaw, who's the BBC's correspondent in Berlin, all about the wall and what's happening in Germany generally. That'll be at about 1 o'clock. And also talking to Andrew Stephen, who's the Observer's Washington correspondent. He's coming to the studio. And we've got Robin Miller, who's record producer. He's produced things like Sade's Diamond Life, you know, Million Sellers, etc. So if you want to pick his brains of how to become a rock superstar or whatever, or then give us a call on 0712 224 2000 after 12:30. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Annie.
I am Mr. M. London Radio, it's Wayne Carr.
And good morning and wonderful, yeah, coming at you with the 94.9 FLGLC. Okay, and checking out some of the celebrity gossip and the major news stories of the day as well. Wayne Carr, WC on the radio, favourite daytime joke, what are you on? Okay, and we see in the headlines, so women MPs have been complaining this week about rough and rude treatment in the House of Commons. They were interviewed on Radio 4's Woman's Hour. Woman's Hour? You mean they have a Woman's Hour on Radio 4? Just what's the point of that if you can't actually see them? Anyway, I'm not actually surprised about the chick MPs getting offensive remarks. I mean, look at them, they're exactly tasty, aren't they? And appalling danger of hire tools. Well, I wouldn't know much about that. I've never had to hire a tool in my life. And I hope I never do have to, actually, especially one of those snap-on tools you see written on the side of vans. Sounds very painful indeed. And geologists getting very excited, I see here, about the 200 new dinosaur impressions in Wales. That's just weird, actually. And don't get guys like Rory Bremner doing that, do you? I mean, rebel states seek observer status, so they want to become very boring and only be seen once a week. Soviet leader agrees to united Germany, joining Western alliance. Oh, goody. Great news, that. I love Westerns. Poland joins 2 plus 4 talks. Come on, guys. It's not that tricky. Why don't you just say Poland joins 6 talks, all right? Interesting piece. Actually, Norman just showed me in the paper from last week's Independent. It's like from the archive section, something that was printed, I guess, in the Independent 40 years ago about Hitler and the start of the war. Wow, Adolf Hitler, what a naughty man, we say. What a naughty man, just a naughty, naughty little man. Did he really do all that stuff, did he? What a guy, wow. Okay, and video nasty rap by Judge. Haven't seen that in yet, but we'll give you an exclusive play later in the programme. I like our judges, you know, and yeah, I guess you're right there, Nobby. Nobby says he's surprised that it hasn't been done before, because when you hear judges talking about chicks in court, they say just the same things as you hear on a lot of those rap records as well. Okay, and the celebrity gossip for you this week, just got to say, the funniest ad in the world at the moment is Dudley Moore in the chicken commercial, just a piece of comic genius. And Bjorn Borg last week got himself another chick. I don't know what they see of it, actually. He's just a really humorless guy. I met him once. He was in a bar and I said, hey Bjorn, you fancy a drink? I hear you like pills. I mean, the guy tried to punch me, you know? What is he on? Okay, and yeah, and another guy with no sense of humour, Lenny Henry, right? At a party last week, right, there were these two really gross chicks who walked in the door, and I said to Lenny, I said, huh, don't like yours, I said. He said to me, she is mine. Well, I said, huh, bad luck, she's even uglier than Dawn French. Well, he didn't like this because I was, you know, taking the mick of it. So I took it back and I assured him that obviously I was only joking, because, I mean, no one is as ugly as Dawn French apart from Dawn French. Well, I mean, talk about a guy. He just couldn't take the apology. I mean, good morning, you know, or what? Wayne Carr, WC on the radio, your favourite daytime jock. And this is a wonderful record, too. This is the big sound of Steel Eye Span, and one of their greatest hits. It's a song called Josie. I once went out with the... But there will be the first airline to ban smoking on all flights between Britain and Canada from October the 1st. As with all airlines flying Boeing aircraft, the rule will be no smoking unless it comes from the engines. Patients with Alzheimer's disease are being refused treatment at a Sheffield hospital because the health authority has to save £300,000.
course, they're giving themselves a lot of extra work, really. If you refuse to see the Alzheimer's patient one day, they'll be back the next day, as if nothing had happened. Heard that contrary to what I said earlier, that the trackers and diggers on a Sunday have started fighting again on the roadworks on the M4 near Swindon. Tractors and diggers fighting due to the extra heat available today. Couple that with the rather sad effect on sparrows. Sparrows have been seen going around on all fours, completely given up the will to fly, crawling along the ground. You can see the tracks they leave, the little footprints, one on either side, and a little groove in the middle as they drag their beak along. That's about it. Can't reveal anything else this week. I'll be back 10 o'clock next Sunday morning. Annie Nightingale is next.
And a yell came from the hill. Jardine, leave our flies alone.